Tag at JA Dropping Science. My man, okay, I need your help. I'm going to be pulling a ship across a harbor for a company. Now, I need to understand basically how big of a ship we can get, right?
All right, here's my attempt to help him out. I've talked to him and he fully understands I'm not a licensed engineer, so this estimate should be used at his own discretion. I'm using the setup of a strongman truck pole, except instead of a car in neutral, it's a boat on water. Here's the FBD of the system, and most of the power is coming through his legs at some angle. Then there's the force of gravity acting on him and the boat. There's the buoyant force and the force of drag. Lastly, there's also the force of him pulling on the rope. This is mostly to keep him straight, not to generate power, but I'll talk about that more in a second. There will be three masses that will be accelerating, but since the person and the rope weigh so much less than the boat, we're going to neglect them. Before we use Newton's second law to sum the forces, we're also going to say that the drag force is negligible, at least for now. We'll check if that's a good assumption by the end. Only looking at the horizontal components, we get FP times cosine theta is equal to the mass of the boat times the acceleration. Based on the truck pullers, you can pull it around 45 degrees without slipping. We're assuming the rope's angled slightly down to allow him to get enough frictional force. This man's an absolute unit and can squat 750 pounds. Since he'll be driving one leg at a time, we'll split this number in half to get the constant force. As we work through this, you can hopefully see all the assumptions and estimations that are going into this. We'll talk more about the validity of those towards the end. After talking with him, it seemed like a reasonable goal would be to move the boat 100 feet in about 100 seconds. This means our average velocity would need to be 1 foot per second. Without drag, the acceleration is constant, and the average velocity is just the average of the final and initial velocities. So solving for this, we get 2 feet per second. Now the acceleration is the change in velocity over time. We're increasing to 2 feet per second squared in 100 seconds, which is 0.02 feet per second squared. Now we can plug in all these values to calculate the mass of the boat under these conditions. After checking units, this comes out to about 430,000 pounds or 200 tons. Alternatively, rather than 100 feet in 100 seconds, he could do it in a slower amount of time and he could pull a much larger ship. So let's solve for a ship he wants to pull 100 feet in 300 seconds. We're following the exact same steps as before, and now it comes out to a mass of about 3,800,000 pounds or 2,000 tons. Both of these preliminary calculations assume there's no drag force, which is probably controversial. As a result, I made a video estimating the drag force and talking about whether it's a good assumption or not. We also discussed some possible flaws with this analysis, so please check it out if you're interested. If your brain cells are too dead to check out that one, I totally understand, so hopefully you appreciate the at least partial closure by having a ballpark estimate by the end of this video. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.